Hi, Papa Bear. Sorry I couldn't get to you. Last night, as you can tell, I was probably already drifting off to sleep with the amount of typos and missing words I had in my paragraph. But I really had fun talking to you last night. I had a really busy day, so being able to talk to you put my mind at ease. Especially the little pet name you gave me. Very sweet of you. But I just want to send you a message before I started recording. As you can tell, I am still pretty tired as ever, but you know, I missed out on recording yesterday and I don't want to keep you using my old audios till you get bored of them. Anyways, tell me why I woke up this morning and got a little wink wonk from you, and I was like, This is kind of suspicious. I think I knew what you did. So, I went on my throne, was like, okay, this is normal. Scrolled all the way down to previous gifts. Tell me why, Charlie, the teddy bear necklace. Honestly, if you keep spoiling me like this, if I was in Boston, I would run in the cold in my PJs, because I'm in my PJs right now. I would run in the cold in my PJs and throw a rock at your window and yell at you to hug me, because you're spoiling me way too much. And I think I'm combusting right now. But I just wanted to say thank you. You are the sweetest, no matter what you think you are. You are so sweet, kind, and genuine. And I feel like there isn't enough words for me to say how grateful I am. So, in return, I think I'll talk a little bit about my actual self. So, again, secrets. Okay, well, for one, you already know I'm 5 foot. Two, I am majoring in social justice at the moment, but I am going to change my major to biology so I could hopefully transfer to veterinarian school, because as you probably got hinted at, I love animals. So I figured since I love animals, I might love working with them. I've changed my major like twice. I've really never figured out what I really wanted to do, so probably in a few months I'll probably say I'll change another major again. But that's my plan for college, hence why I am busy and doing this for a hobby. I am so glad that my hobby is making people happy, especially you. Let's see, I'm from California, so anything below 65 or anything higher than 70, I physically morph into a raisin. I guarantee if I was in Boston, I would be a hobbit, for sure. I would never leave the house. I would hibernate like a bear, because I can't handle weather like that. Let me see, what else can I say about myself? I'm really not used to talking about myself, so this is very hard to think about. Let's see. It's very weird how everything in my life contrasts, because I like things that are like light colors, like light pink, white, or green. Like light green's my favorite color currently, and I can't stop wearing green. I'm probably gonna be the green lady that was on the news. I like a lot of light colors, yet I watch a lot of horror stuff. Yeah, I like horror stuff at the same time, so stuff like Junji Ito or The Ring, even, like, you know, classic Halloween films, I watch them. I like reading poetry and a lot of self-reflection books. A lot of Zen stuff. I'm not sure why I have so many contrasting interests. It's very funny. I also, in regards of my camping Audio. I actually do play guitar. So I play around. Hold on. My instruments are like right behind me. Let me go look. One, two, three. Okay, so I play four instruments. They're all strings. So I play ukulele, acoustic and electric guitar, and bass guitar. But the thing is, I'll never be as good as the cover I put on my campfire audio simply because I. I don't know if this is embarrassing to say, but I have really small hands. When it comes to stuff like bar chords or just guitar in general, my hands are really difficult to deal with because I don't have the finger strength to like press down on all the strings. So I'd say I'm pretty much a beginner, except for ukulele since it's more easier for me to hold. But I'm pretty much a beginner in guitar. Even though I've been playing since I was like young. Okay, enough about me, because I feel like I'm being quite. I don't know, I feel like I'm being a little bit, narcissistic, if that's the word. I'm not sure. I am suffering from brain emptiness right now, but. Anyways, about you, because I like hearing about you. How is your morning? What did you eat? What are you doing? Did you miss me? As for myself, I am currently drinking coffee to try to wake up. And I ate chicken noodle soup because it's cold here and I didn't feel like cooking today. And I am sitting here talking to you, 'cause honestly, you are very interesting. So, interesting things and people catch my curiosity because I am a bit of a nosy person. Which is probably a really bad thing, but that just means I like to listen to people a lot. I am quite, in fact, very chill in person and shy. I think it's because I saw, I'm trying to keep this uncut again, so if this is extremely long and you can hear me breathing heavily, sorry about that, but you know, I just wanted you to see the real me, I guess. Hopefully, it isn't too boring. If you expected better, sorry. Okay, so hopefully I hear from you in a bit or maybe later. I really enjoy your voice messages, even though I might not answer for a while. The moment I like open Reddit, I listen to it and I'm like, oh my God, it's him. But yeah, so I'll see you later, Papa Bear.